The Port is Near by Happy Kitsune. Read by Night Tracer. Fandom, Hockey RPF, the Pittsburgh Penguins. Sydney knows exactly what time Gino's flight is coming in, and he checks the flight status at least 5 times before shutting his computer and telling himself that it's stupid. He's not even going to pick Gino up. Gino hasn't asked, and Sydney hasn't offered. He's in the process of clearing out some of the rooms he hasn't been using during the lockout, when his doorbell rings. He frowns, sets his bottle of Windex down, and glances out of the window, down to the front walk. Gino is standing on his doorstep. Sydney swallows and takes the stairs one at a time, determined to be calm and mature and adult about this. He rubs his hands on his jeans, runs a hand compulsively through his hair, and then pulls it open, prepared to be perfectly polite and normal. He doesn't get a chance to say so much as hello. Gino barges his way in, kicking the door shut behind him, and has Sydney pressed up against the wall before Sydney has enough time to take a breath. They stare at each other for a moment, heat pooling in the negative space between their bodies. And then Gino lets out a little growl and kisses Sydney so hard that Sydney's back thumps against the wall. He wraps his arms around Gino's neck and surges up on his toes to get a better angle, and feels some of the tension he's been carrying around for 6 months melt away. "Sid," is all Gino says when he pulls back for air. Sydney just nods, hand stroking the back of Gino's neck. "He looks good," Sydney thinks. "A little desperate and wild, maybe, but good." Gino sighs and presses his face into Sydney's neck, rocking their hips together while he drops kisses on the curve of Sydney's shoulder. Sydney sighs too, and he pushes his hand underneath the hem of Gino's shirt to get at his skin. It's been 6 months, but they've always been good at this part. The two of them, reading each other's bodies easily, and drawing reactions from each other with no effort. Gino knows what Sydney likes. Gino knows that Sydney likes it, Gino bites, gently, at the line of Sydney's collar, and Sydney knows how Gino's breath will shudder and hitch when Sydney gets his hands on Gino's ass. Gino kisses Sydney again, raising his hand to cradle Sydney's jaw. Then he presses their foreheads together and says something in Russian. It always takes him a little while to adjust back to speaking only English. Sydney knows, so he doesn't ask. He lets Gino look his fill of him.
"Miss you,"
Gino says finally, and he kisses the corner of Sydney's mouth, the jut of his cheekbone, the lid of his eyes.
"You too," says Sydney,
and he kisses Gino until they're both breathless and pushing into each other like randy teenagers. Gino hooks his fingers into the loop of Sydney's jeans and starts towing him towards the living room, a determined expression on his face. Sydney lets Gino push him down on the couch and sucks in a breath when Gino yanks down Sydney's jeans.
"You have stuff?"
Sydney asks Gino. He looks grumpy for a moment before jerking his head and stalking off in the direction of the bedroom. Sydney takes the opportunity to tow off his shoes and work off his jeans. And when Gino comes back with a condom and a bottle of lube, Sydney has one hand around his dick.
"Star without me, no fair,"
Gino grumbles. He throws the condom at Sydney.
"Put it on."
Sydney bites back a laugh and says, "You liked being captain, didn't you?" Gino grins a little and starts to unzip his jeans.
"Complain or sex, Sid."
He kicks his pants in the direction of the fireplace, without waiting for an answer, and straddles Sydney's thighs. Sydney tilts his head back for a kiss and closes his eyes, and Gino runs his fingers through the shorter hair at the base of his head. He lets Gino look over him. He's used to Gino's obsessive need to check him over from other times when they've been apart for a while.
"Look good," Gino pronounces eventually.
He beams and rubs his nose against Sydney's, making Sydney wrinkle his nose.
"Look really good, Sid."
Sydney kisses him, instead of answering, and moves his hands down Gino's hips to push down the waistband of his boxers. Gino moans in Sydney's mouth and pushes back in Sydney's hold.
"Get these off,"
Sydney says breathlessly, And he watches greedily as Juno's skin is revealed to him, inch by familiar inch. There's a fading bruise on his right thigh, pale green in colour, and fading to sickly yellow at the edges. Sidney lays his thumb against it, watches as Juno twitches slightly.
"Been long time," Juno says suddenly, staring at Sidney intently. "Have to go slow."
"You haven't," Sidney bites his lip, "since we last saw each other?" Juno shakes his head.
"I wait for you, but you too busy with Union."
"Sorry," Sidney says guiltily. "I should have called more."
"We never talk about it," Juno says, gesturing between the two of them. "My fault too."
Sidney shakes his head, curving his hands on the back of Juno's thighs to pull him close.
"You want to talk now?" "More important things," Juno says,
reaching out to snag the loop from where he tossed it.
"After."
Juno is right. Sidney does have to go slowly. Juno panting wetly against his neck after just two fingers. But it's good. It's so good. When Juno pushes him down onto his back, Sidney goes happily. Juno's mouth falls open a little as he sinks back on Sidney's dick, a little whimper escaping him. Sidney braces his hands on Juno's hips, trying to ease him down. But Juno bats him away and sits back with a sharp gasp. He says something in Russian that's probably a curse, and then leans down to brace himself on Sidney's chest. It's at once more desperate and more languid than any of the sex they've had before. Sidney can feel the tension still running through Juno, and he's staring at Sidney's face like he can't look enough. And Sidney is content to let Juno take the reins, to let him set a pace that's almost agonizingly slow.
"Sid," Juno says, voice low and a little raspy. "Sid."
He makes a noise of exasperation and pulls Sidney upright until Juno is fucking down on Sidney's lap. He wraps his arms around Sidney's neck and kisses him thoroughly until Sidney's mouth is buzzing and his hands are tracing restless circles on Juno's back. Juno comes when Sidney gets a hand between them to jerk him off, gasping in Sidney's mouth and probably drawing scratch marks in Sidney's back. Sidney pushes up into Juno one last time, chest going tight and stomach clenching hard, and comes too, before collapsing back against the couch, out of breath and happy. Juno climbs off him and goes to throw away the condom before shoving Sidney against the back of the couch and lying down, mostly on top of him.
"How was Russia?"
Sidney asks, shifting so he can get his arm around Juno.
"Okay," Juno says. "Sad, without you."
Sidney kisses his shoulder and says, "Yes." He isn't sure he can quite put into words the nagging feeling of loneliness that had curled up in his chest and weighed him down, dragging at him. He had tried to rid himself of it by keeping busy and keeping a brave face on, but he hadn't realized just how much it had hollowed out until Juno had returned, ready to fill in the empty spaces. Juno tucks his face into Sidney's neck and sighs.
"Sleep now,"
he says firmly, and Sidney laughs before putting Juno up into a sitting position.
"Sid."
"Bed, Juno," Sidney says, and Juno smiles at that, before letting Sidney lead him up the stairs. Juno collapses on the bed, without even taking off his socks. Sidney carefully works the sheet out from underneath him and covers him up. He tries to go to the bathroom to shower off, but Juno grabs him, eyes barely open.
"Sleep, Sid,"
he says again. And Sidney nods before lying down beside him and closing his eyes. Juno curls up into him, and for a moment, it feels like they had never parted. The end. Thank you for listening.